Sunday, April 2, the city is closing its roads for the Tour de Brisbane, and 10Ks is perfect for newbies or young guns. More info at tourdebrisbane.org.
Geez, we're starting with a thank you for some cocaine.
What?
Kim from Bris Vegas text on the burner phone 0484 10 1045. Hey, Marto, thanks for the cocaine. Bear tickets. Sorry.
Cocaine bear.
Well,
look,
you said we don't know anyone that's seen it. What's it like? Is it actually any good? You said, give me a review.
Kim says, cocaine bear is nature's version of American Werewolf in London with a bit of Tarantino thrown in. Ooh. My wife and I cacked ourselves laughing. It's based very loosely on an actual event, which was the cocaine bear,
finding some cocaine.
Pablo Escobar.
But it
immediately died, the bear.
But the facts finish after about the first 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
So in real life, the bear just died, and I think they stuffed it and put it in a museum.
In this movie, the cocaine bear does funny things.
Kills people, which is hilarious.
Like what I see with people on cocaine, they think they're funny. You're not. None of you.
I don't know anybody that does cocaine.
What is cocaine?
Associate with those sorts of
people. I don't even know what bears are.
How would you get cocaine? I don't even know.
I don't.
Josh from the Goldie here.
I'll give you a number.
When I was 18, or no, he might have been. Was he one? When I was one, I went.
When I
went to the under 18 nightclub in Broadie.
So he was like 17. When I was young. He doesn't stipulate his age. Is he still pissed?
Let's just put young. I went to the under 18 nightclub in Broadie. Is there an under 18 nightclub in Broadie?
When he was young, there was.
When it finished, I went back to my car. Yeah. I could smell cigarette smoke. And found my Nokia charger and deodorant gone from the bum bag I had in the front. They left the bum bag. This is about scum theft.
Scum criminal.
Scum criminal.
Yeah, we did this on the show for the first time.
Okay. So I went to an under 18 nightclub in Broadbeach, came back to his car only to find his Nokia charger and his deodorant were gone. He could smell cigarette, but they left his bum bag.
Josh, you
idiot, why do you have a bum bag for?
So they took his charger. They took
stupid.
His charger and deodorant. Who steals deodorant?
Nobody wants to be seen wearing a bum bag, Josh. Mm. That's why they didn't steal it.
Hey, listen, here's one about injuries. From lame incidents, no name, no suburb. Had a meniscus tear at 15 at training for Union. Then jogging in my first game of touch at 21, I snapped the ACL bone off the shin. Anyway, it's not where it's attached to. But anyway, had a few years off. And
hang on, he says the ACL bone.
Tore bone off the shin.
I think all of our listeners are drunk like us this morning.
Anyway, you can't tear your bone. Your shin is a bone.
No, he's talking about the ACL bone.
You're lucky you didn't put your name in suburb. I would have been around there to hit you. Had a few years off and decided to go back. Go back to what? I can't even say whose name it is. Played a season of TRL. Is that Touch Rugby League? Fine. Only tearing my hamstring every third game. Went on a holiday over Christmas to Thailand. Came back. Oh, don't tell me I got caught in a cave.
Not again.
No. Came back and played a game of TRL. Time to give it away. And the other league did my ACL. Oh, did your bone come off your bone
not
there?
Not his other ACL
after
bone.
Scoring an intercept try. Oh, look, he's put in that he scored an intercept try.
Dear.
I'm not allowed to play sport anymore.
Well,
You're not allowed to send us notes anymore, whoever you are.
He's gone on to become a medical doctor with that kind of knowledge.
Chest snapping.
He's a physio.
Oh, my goodness.
Text us anytime. 0484 10 1045.
Can you make it English if you can, and possibly make it true. Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M. 2 p.m. this afternoon, the fourth test. Australia versus India starts again at the world's biggest sports stadium, 132,000 people. I don't know if they'll fill it. That doesn't matter. It's 2-1 to India. It's poised in a remarkable place. And the spinners have been listen, sport throws up some of the great stories of life. One of the good ones is Matthew Kuhneman, Queenslander, Gold Coast boy, Queenslander, makes his debut for Australia, takes 5 wickets against India. Who everyone says?
Was playing in the Queensland Bulls the like week previous.
And they said, and come on over.
What are you doing? You need to get to the airport and get to India and take a fifer.
He's got a good story, but I tell you what, it might even be a better story is his old man, Paul. Paul Kuhneman's on the phone now. Hello, mate.
G'day, how are you going?
Now, I've read your story. I've read part of it. It involved lightning, car crashes, acts of kindness, traffic jams, and finally you got to watch your son play a game of cricket. Could you talk us through what happened when your son got picked for Australia?
Oh, well, he got a call up. He was playing in the Shield game down in Victoria, and the coaches rang him up and said, mate, would you be right to come over? So I've known Maddie's been carrying his passport around with him for a couple of weeks and just waiting for the call. So, yeah, he was straight over there, ready to go.
Oh, well, he was ready. What about you? Did you go, I've got to go and see my son, as I would do, as most people would do?
I was ringing the night before the game and I said, have you heard? Have they selected the team? What's going on? And sort of didn't hear anything. And it was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And he rang me, he said, I still don't know what's going on. And I said, look, well, you know, I'm coming because I got my visa, I'm sitting here, I'm ready to go. So I took a bit of a punt and sort of booked a plane through at 5:30 that morning. I was on the plane about 12 o'clock that day. So,
jeez.
But it wasn't all smooth sailing from there, Paul. Tell us what happened. You encountered a few disasters along the way.
Well, I sort of had connecting flights all the way. I had to fly to Singapore, I had a 5-hour stop over there. Then I had a connecting flight at Delhi to go to Indore. And anyway, I got to Singapore and my connecting flight at about 2 o'clock in the morning, there was a big lightning storm and the whole airport got closed down. There was no outgoing flights. And I'm thinking, oh, geez, I'm going to miss this connecting flight at Indore. So sure enough, you know, it was delayed for about an hour and a half, but I managed to get there to Delhi at about 7:30.
The match is on that morning, isn't it, about 10 o'clock or so?
Yeah, the match is on that morning.
You're in Delhi. How far to get to Indore where the game was on?
It's about an hour and a half on the flight.
Yeah.
But the biggest thing for me is to get on that flight. And I arrived there, and it's just chaos at the airport. You get no idea where to go. So I'm the first one off the plane. I'm bolting the customs to try and get through customs. So anyway, I managed to get through and I get my bag and I'm asking everybody how do I get to the check-in for Indore. And I'm just running around madly. Next thing this bloke pulls up in a golf buggy. He goes, mate, jump in. Where are you going? So I put my bags on and so I managed to get to the check-in and I get on the flight. I arrive in Indore just in time. This bloke's waiting for me at the airport and he picks me up and I go, mate, quick, get to the hotel, drop the bags off. So on the way, we had a car accident. We run into a tut-tut.
Oh. Hit and run.
Jesus, this needs to be made into a movie. Yeah. Keep going, Paul.
So why did you have to go to the hotels? Just to drop your bags
drop
off?
Drop your bags.
Just to drop the bags off, yeah, drop the suitcase off.
The game's about to start.
You just travelled 25 hours.
It's already started. Like, I arrive in Indore, I turn my phone on, he's got a couple of wickets.
He's already taken some wickets.
No, he's on debut, Dad.
Two wickets, and I go, oh, that's great. And so, anyway,
you've missed the first two wickets he's taken in his test career.
He's taken two wickets and a catch.
Oh,
yeah, I missed that. So, by the time we clean the tut-tut up, he's taken another one. He's got three. and then we drop the bags off, and anyway, we're heading off to the game, and he's taken another one while I'm in the cab with the cabbie. Cabbie's sort of watching the phone with me. And
he's now on four wickets. Oh, you're watching the game on your phone with the cabbie while you're driving, and he's taken four wickets.
I got KO going. We're both watching the game, and he's watching my phone. I got to remind him, mate, keep your eyes on the road. I don't want another accident.
Did he hit the tuk-tuk when he was watching the game? What happened?
We just sort of clipped him. He clipped the back of him, sort of spun him around a bit, and I said, mate, you hit him. He said, it's all right, sir. It's all right, sir, and just kept on going. So.
He would have been so excited to know the passenger's son was playing in the test match because they love that stuff.
Oh, they love it. They love it, yeah.
Righto. So.
What time is it now? It's what time in the morning are we, Paul?
Well, it's getting close to probably about 11 o'clock.
Oh. And he's already taken four wickets. Where are you?
Well, I'm about 10 minutes from the airport, from the stadium.
From the stadium.
By the time I get to the stadium, there's a security guard waiting there for us. He grabs me and says, come on, quick. So we bolt up the back steps into the box. And as soon as I walk in, he's got his FIFO. He's taking an LBW.
Oh,
you actually saw
Lord.
That
saw
one?
That?
I saw that one, yeah. So
incredible.
That was pretty much it. So they're walking off and I'm sort of standing up directly above where the players walk in. He looks up at me and holds the ball up and...
Were you crying?
My eyes out.
Oh,
it would have been the happiest bloke in the world.
Good.
A mixed bag of emotions. Oh, you've just endured a 20-hour flight, 5-hour stopover. Geez. Like,
Paul,
incredible,
were you crying because you hadn't eaten in 25 hours?
He was dying.
So did you go down when they went in for lunch? Did you go down? Could you give him a hug or anything?
No, well, I didn't see him till that afternoon. So we went out for dinner that night and... Yeah, it was fantastic. It was surreal the whole trip. So
when he wanted to tell you about his day, you would have said, "Now listen,
listen, haven't I got a story for you?
That's what I've been up to, Paul. That's unbelievable." And all of Australia is so proud of your boy as well. Hopefully,
it came from nowhere.
Keeps doing amazing things. Good on the Kurtimans. Good on you, Paul. And go Australia in the last test, huh?
Yeah, thanks very much. Good luck for today.
Paul, is it true that he said that he could live and play there forever? Your son said that in the press conference?
Yeah, that's what he said at the press conference.
That's not a trip you want to be doing too many times over, is it? No.
That's one in a lifetime, that trip.
And Paul, you're back now. You're going to watch, like the rest of us, the fourth test on telly.
Yeah, I'll go back on Monday night, so I'm just going to hang around all weekend and watch the cricket. So.
Well, Paul, on behalf of Triple M, we've got a surprise. We want to send you on a 25-hour trip back to it involves car crashes.
Lightning strikes.
You're a hell of a dad.
Good on you, Paul.
Well done, mate.
Thanks very much, guys. Thank you.
No worries, mate. Paul Kurnam, father of Matthew Kurnam, an Australian spinner there, one of the greats.
Marto, Margo and Dan on Triple M Breakfast. Brisbaners.
Margot Parker, we spoke to the first ever female referee in the NRL, Belinda Sharp, not long ago.
I'm so grateful. I've Harry Grant, Hammer, Belinda Sharp,
like all supportive.
Bill Harrigan. We've had so much incredible support. I hear we're talking to Adam Reynolds tomorrow from the Broncos, so maybe I might hit him up for some tips. I'm just so very grateful to our listeners as well who have been sending through tips about running backwards, perhaps, about the whistle.
What did I do? Just ask you about 20 minutes ago.
About footwear, Marto, about what shoes I'll be wearing.
You don't own any footy boots?
No, well, Wiley's are going to probably be a little bit too small. Memphis is about a size or two smaller than me, and Corey's obviously going to be way too big.
Clown shoes.
Big foot.
Yep. If it's going to be raining Sunday,
you need spots.
You'll need some tags. Mm. You'll need cleats, tags, whatever you want to call
them.
Can
I buy them and write them off as a work purchase in my tax?
Well, if you're going to go on to become a full-time referee, I think so, yeah. Which is good on you if that's what you're planning on doing.
But Adam Reynolds is joining us tomorrow. Thanks to Totally Workwear.
Does Totally Workwear do spike boots?
Keep saying Totally Workwear. They can sort you out.
Do they make footy boots?
Can I just throw one at you? Listen to this. Lyndall from The Gap. Hi, Margo. Make sure you do some stretching before your referee stint. Have you thought about that?
I have thought about that.
You see them before the game and sometimes I go, look at those silly referees. Why are they warming up?
What does it mean when you stretch and you give yourself a cork?
It's not a cork. From a direct blow, creating a hematoma.
I jumped over the fence last night at soccer. I thought I'd do some stretching while I'm watching.
You may have strained some fibres of your muscle.
And I got a big cork in the front of my thigh. I have to roll it out on a soccer ball.
Those physio fees, you can write them across. Listen, get back to Lyndall. Make sure you do some stretching before your referee stint. My husband tore his calf muscle after about 5 minutes. He's first and only time refereeing. He thought some kid had kicked him.
Back of the calf.
He'd be over 30. That's when that starts to happen.
Are you between 30 and 40?
I don't have any calves to tear, so.
Oh, you'll be fine.
I'll be fine.
No, that's
cankle tear.
That's a pretty lame injury, though. It was first time
what,
reffing.
What, a calf?
How do you tear a calf muscle when refereeing?
A kid would have been an intercept. Oh, you got to take off in a different direction really quickly. Change. Bang. Oh.
And then your calf sounds like this.
I think you're underestimating the athleticism of this body under all that layer of protection.
Yes, I think I am.
Age champion, thank you very much. Years 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, swimming, athletics and cross country.
How old were you then?
Much younger. 14?
That would have been, was that more than 20 years ago?
Why did your voice go so high?
Oh, that's fine.
You're still 40.
Why are you talking like that?
You're doing good.
More than 20 years ago.
Do you want to get some phones on
lame
here, though?
Injury.
Lame injuries
There's
is a good
nothing
one.
Funnier. I'm not being mean to referee.
Is your knee, that's a pretty lame injury, Marto.
Oh, turn it up. That was earned over 40 years of football and building.
No. That's a good deflection for the fact that you were scared of a mouse in your house and you tripped over the lounge.
That was the final straw.
You tripped over the lounge because you were like,
you were like a cartoon elephant jumping up onto a chair, terrified of a mouse.
That was the final bit. No, there's more lame injuries than that. Come on. 1-3-3-5-3.
So what we want, though, is serious injury, very lame cause.
Lame reason.
Lame reason that you... Did you just sleep wrong? That starts
happening. That gets your neck.
How did I get that wrong?
Scratching your leg or hitting a mozzie and you tear a back
wearing
muscle.
Wearing high heels.
Wearing high heels.
I rolled my ankle on Saturday
Have we got a prize
night?
For the best lame?
Movie tickets, 1-3-3-5-3. Serious injury, very lame reason that it was caused. We want to hear from you. It's Triple M.
Troy from Marburg. Hello, Troy.
Hey, Margo. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. We've heard about Lyndall from The Gap's husband, Tori's calf. What happened to you?
Yeah. Years ago when I was working at the Denmore Meatworks there, we were washing our boots off to go to Smoko and Achilles tendon goes down and wraps around underneath your heel.
What, pulling your boot off or washing your boot?
No, you put your boot in the trough and sort of turn your toe sort of into the bottom of the trough sort of thing and hose them down sort of thing.
Oh, yeah.
But it ripped half of the little fingers off the bottom of my heel.
So when you extended your foot down, it just was like, I give
it
up.
Tore
the
off.
Tendon was just, I'm out of here.
Yeah, but just went tink, 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 and yep.
Oh, I tore your tendon off the...
See, Troy, the worst bit of that is when people say, God, that's a bad injury. You're in a moon boot. How'd you do it? I just flexed my foot forward.
I did nothing.
Just washed it.
I did nothing.
Troy,
how long does that...
He might have something to say.
He wants to tell us.
Yeah, I referee a little bit out at Ipswich, mate. Buddy. Yeah, you're going to run... So what age group are you doing?
Under 12s.
Yeah, you're going to run somewhere between 2 and probably 3.5 kilometres.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
That game.
She hasn't got a pair of boots, Troy. What do you think?
The grounds in there are like out at Ipswich, mate. A lot of the referees wear like something like an ASICS Lethal Ultimate. They're little studs, lots of little ones.
Touch-free shoes.
Lethal Ultimate, that sounds like me.
And Troy, it's going to be muddy. Any advice to Margo for how to wash her boot after the game, just on the tilting angle?
Just find something hard and bash them.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What, concrete. The kids or?
No, the shoes. Oh,
thanks, Troy.
I like Troy.
Kristen from Thornside, we're looking for big injuries, lame reasons.
I sneezed, bulged a disc and fractured 2 vertebrae.
Oh,
wow, that's a lot of snot.
That would have felt good, that sneeze.
Better than pooing your pants, I guess, Kristen.
Well, I was trying not to fart and that's exactly what happened.
Oh, no.
That'll do, mate.
Oh, dear.
Trying to squeeze your bum at the same time as trying to sneeze is an epic.
Oh, wow. How are you feeling now?
Bulging disc.
10, 12 years later and it's still no good.
I
didn't fart in front of everyone.
No, you're
so that's
off baked beans
right?
and pepper, aren't you?
Have you got post-traumatic?
I've tried to do that in here so many times. You know when you go to cough fart. Or sneeze and you go like, oh, no, I need to fart
Kristen,
as well.
Have you got post-traumatic sneeze disorder? Whenever a sneeze is coming on.
Yeah, I did, and that was pre-kids, so my pelvic floor was good then.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so good. Because
you just let
that.
Him go now. Yeah.
You've had a bigger weekend than Cocaine Bear, which is where we're going to send you, mate.
Does she need to go?
The movies,
oh,
all right?
Kristen, that's
amazing. Thank you so much.
I love that so much. If you're watching Cocaine Bear and you hear someone sneeze and fart one of their discs out, you're in the same cinema as Kristen.
Hello, me back.
Don't hold in your farts or your sneezes.
Share them.
Don't miss the
injured.
Comedy inspired by true events, Cocaine Bear.
What are you doing? You're still reading about
Cocaine Bear.
Oh, you're trying to justify something.
I think I'd rather watch Sneezing Kristen than Cocaine Bear.
Kristen, read it. Ring us anytime.
Triple M
Breakfast. Don't you know Marto, Margo and Dan on the radio. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. You've been hit by,
you've been struck by a scum criminal. Hey, what happened there?
Scum criminal?
Yeah, can
it's
I just...
happen? Criminal.
Can what I fill you in on something that happened to me over the weekend? I went down to take my
bike... Were you in Melbourne?
...to the gym. No, I was here. I was in Adelaide on Saturday.
Adelaide, sorry.
But on Monday, I went to go to the gym... And I've gone down to jump on my bike.
Okay.
You know, this is the bike that someone stole the hand grips off. Because where I park it is publicly accessible. It's like a car park that people can park in for a Woolworths. Margo, someone's nicked my water bottle now.
Oh, not the bike. I was going to say, is this payback for you two grinding off the chain and throwing a bike in the bin?
That was an off-air chat. That was a discarded bike that Marlon and I were doing a favour to the community.
Community, yeah.
It's still there, that discarded bike.
Let's stay on the
swings and roundabouts.
Somebody
stole your water bottle.
Just the bottle.
Why did you leave your water bottle there?
Well, because I just leave it on the bike so I don't have to take it up and downstairs in the lift.
Well, technically it's council property. It's not owned by you then. I'm saying it's sucked in.
It's your water bottle attached to your bike.
Leave your water bottle there, stupid. What? There's thirsty homeless people out there. And
you're no
living up in your fancy apartment.
Building?
He's down on the street just needing some water.
It's in Tenerife.
Let's keep on the path. You're talking about, is that where you're talking about scum criminals?
Scummy,
when you have something stupid stolen?
Something povo stolen off you.
Who would steal out of the back of your ute? People think the back of a ute is like curbside recycling.
Yeah,
you just grab stuff.
Like, it's one of them.
Yeah, pair of work boots, like not newies. If they were newies, I'd go, that's decent. But a scum criminal, one day, these boots would have been nearly a year old. They've fallen apart. Someone stole them out of your ute. Just bullshit.
Scum criminal.
Scum criminal.
Leave them there for the taking.
Okay, all right.
Like someone who steals your shovel. Like, yeah.
I've never had anyone steal anything from me.
A work site's a notorious.
It's even better. When I lived in Indro about 10 years ago, there was a red rooster over there. Someone broke into our house, kicked the door in, grabbed a pillowcase, filled it with loose change from around the house, and then stole one Indiana Jones DVD. They stole like Raiders of the Lost Ark and left.
He's a Harrison Ford fan.
Yeah, but no, they didn't take the other two.
I can remember in the old days when we used to have cassettes, someone broke into my car. Well, it didn't break in, it was unlocked, but stole my Pretenders cassette.
As in
Brass in Pocket brass style. Brass in Pocket on it, that one. Just what ruined me life. They broke, they hopped in my car and stole a cassette.
I've never
one
had anything
cassette.
Stolen.
Oh, there's scum criminals everywhere.
I can't lean in, I'm sorry.
One triple
I bet you think of it, though.
Max from Logan's calling in. I wonder what he's had stolen. But 133353. If you can scum criminal. Is this the cheapest thing that you've ever had stolen? If you bought a bottle, you can go and replace for like $10.
I know, but that's scummy, right? I don't know about the Pretenders cassette. They're pretty precious.
Oh, do you know what I did have once? I went to an open home and somebody wore my shoes. They took, you know how you have to leave them at the front door? I came out and my shoes were gone.
Scum criminal.
I'll tell you where scum criminal.
They were just like Haviana thongs, I think, too.
They'll steal your towel at the beach. I bet you there's somebody had their towel stolen.
There you go.
Okay, I can lean in. Sorry.
Scum.
I just
right
had
now?
To think about it for a second.
Thank you.
133353 movie tickets for the scummiest thing that's been nicked. So the cheapest object that's been stolen
wins
in Brisbane. We'll get movie tickets. Do you know what we're talking about? Josh in the Gap, a scum criminal. What happened to you?
Anyway, good morning, guys.
Hello, Josh.
Yeah, I get it,
mate. When I lived in my parents' house, we had a group of teenagers come in and steal every single lighter in our whole house.
Lighters?
Is that it? Lighters.
That's it. Nothing else. Couldn't report anything else stolen, just the lighters.
How big a lighter collection did Mum and Dad have?
Dad used to smoke, but he kept a few lighters.
Are we four?
Zippos? Are you talking like Zippos or the little Bic ones, you know, the colourful ones?
Or anything that created a flame, it was gone.
Did Mum and Dad put an insurance claim on the 8 lighters that were stolen?
No, I don't think so.
That's a weird
Josh,
thing.
Josh, were there computers lying out, phones, televisions, expensive things they
we
could have taken?
We didn't have all that back in the day, did you, much,
but
Josh?
Was there stuff that they could have targeted other than lighters and they just wanted lighters?
We got no idea. Thing that's ever happened to me in my life.
Yeah, we got broken into as kids once, but there was nothing to take back then, you know? Like, had a home phone on the wall. There was no smartphones. There was no laptop.
They used to steal TVs.
You used to have a TV monitor as, like, the computer was like a full brick thing with a dial-up modem. Like, there was no incentive to steal great stuff like that.
This is what I tell kids nowadays. Take up vaping, then you won't have to steal any lighters.
Nikki from Jim Boomba, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. Scum criminal. Have you encountered some scummy stealing behaviour?
Lots of scummy criminals, but this story was when I was a little girl. We went and picked up some chook scraps in my dad's ute, and then we went to Franklin's shopping centre, the old Franklin's.
Franklin's.
And we were parked there doing our shopping, and we came out, and someone had stolen our shopping bags of chook scraps, thinking that they must have been something good.
What? That's incredible.
They were hungry, maybe.
It was very funny. I remember my dad just laughing and laughing and laughing. Because obviously they wouldn't have liked it very much.
I always think when it's low-level stealing like that or if it's food, they obviously need it more than you do, right? You know, like if
that,
they're
Margo,
that desperate.
Do you remember that story I told a couple of months ago about, and I'd forgotten it, when we had a dead...
You're thinking the dog?
The dead
in the
dog
suitcase?
In the suitcase.
That popped into my head.
And someone at the train station snatched it, thinking they were going
to... They ran up there. Someone said it was DJ equipment, so they grabbed it and ran up the stairs, not knowing there was
took off at the train station.
It was actually a dead dog inside the suitcase.
Oh, that's nice. Nice work to you, Nikki.
Nikki, movie tickets for you. Go and check out. Do you want to see Cocaine Bear or do you want to see Creed 3?
Oh, Creed 3.
All right, Creed 3.
What, you'd rather see blokes punching each other than a bear on cocaine?
I can take my husband. He likes
that. The only way I'll get
fear of bears. Michael B. Jordan directs the stars in the action-packed big screen movie event. Creed 3.
Only it looks good.
March.
Can someone who's seen Cocaine Bear please ring me and ring us?
We need a review.
What?
Can you go see it and review it for us, please?
No, someone else waste their time. It's Marto and Margo and Dan on Triple M. Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Good times, greatest hits. It's 104.5 Triple M, Marto, Margo and Dan with you. And what is perched beautifully on your head right now as I speak to you,
Green? It's been there every day since Sunday. It was there all of last week too.
It was obscured for a little while on Monday by a dolphin's plastic fin that you were still wearing on your head. But either way, on top of your head the last few days has been perched dolphins paraphernalia.
How good was Sunday watching the Dolphins win? And on the back of that, we've got the man who scored the first try. They'll never take that away from him. The Hammer So Tabawa Fido. How are you, mate?
Good, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Hammer, when people go to your Wikipedia page one day and go, oh, I remember Hammer and how good he was, that first game for the Dolphins in that first try statistic, is that going to be the best one ever?
Yeah, it's surreal for myself. Just scoring that try and looking up at the crowd, yeah, I was got goosebumps and, yeah, just can't believe it still.
I watched you one day, I reckon at school, you were 14 or 15, you scored 6 tries in a match.
Oh, because you said, did Hammer go to school with Harry?
He was a few years behind. You were 2 years behind my bloke, Harry. But I saw you play one day, but I watched that try that you scored on the weekend. Were you looking at the big screen? Is that why you were smiling? Or you were looking to check out who was coming?
Nah, I was just trying to look behind me and there was no one behind me.
A bloke who's smiling while they're scoring their try. Yeah. It's so beautiful, mate. Half time, Hammer, 12 all. Did Wayne really say keep it simple or was there a bit more to the message?
That's pretty much what he said. Just stick to what we have been doing in the first half because it was obviously another half to go. He just said, yeah, keep it simple and just get our sets done.
He's been, Margo, can you check with Corey? Margo's husband's Corey Parker. He's been using that same message for 45 years, yeah, Wayne Bennett.
Since keep the beginning
simple.
Of dawn.
It seems to work.
Pretty easy to be a super coach. Then.
Isn't
just
it?
Keep going.
Anyone can do it.
Keep it simple.
Hey, Hammer, I'm obviously off the back of an incredible win. You guys are playing KO Stadium this Saturday afternoon in Redcliffe. Sold out. Huge game for the Peninsula. You're up against the Raiders. I have to get my footy tipping done. Are you guys gonna get back it in? Do I back you in for a second time or like what happens this week? How do you prepare for this weekend?
Keep it simple.
Pretty much keep it simple. Just do what we did last week. Yeah. So that worked for us and our combinations are coming together well. So it should be a good one here at KO Stadium and with the packed house. Everyone's excited.
Margo, that's not the game you're having trouble with. She's having trouble working out who's going to work it out of the Cowboys and Broncos. And you're an old cowboy. Who wins that one?
I'll tip the Cowboys.
There you go,
Well, Broncos are the favourite. They're paying $1.77.
Yeah, but the Roosters are the favourite over the Dolphins. And look what happened there.
We didn't bring Hammer here to have a debate. We just said, what are you tipping? And he's tipping the Cowboys, and you're an idiot if you go past that.
Okay.
Good on you, Hammer. Thanks for joining us. And speaking of that sold-out game at KO Stadium, not fully sold out, we've got the keys to a corporate box. If you keep listening to Triple M, I'm not speaking to you now, Hammer. You'll be on the field actually playing the game. But if you're listening, we can get you there to watch the Hammer and the Dolphins. Just keep it here on Triple M. You can do it in style. Hammer, thanks for the time. Go well this weekend.
Sweet, thank you.
Just keep it simple, mate.
Keep it simple. Just do what you did last week. Running round with children,
because Margo is the referee. It's this weekend, only a few days out from Margo refereeing her first ever
Rugby league
game. It's a juniors game.
The mere age of 38, gentlemen.
Because there are going to be parents watching. We know that the pressure that can come on big, high-intense moments in a kid's game, there's a lot on the line, and you are going to be at the centre of all of it, Margo Parker.
What happens if I put a little kick through, put a little grubber through, if one of the kids puts a grubber through, and the opposition team, the defending team, bats it over the dead ball line, what's the next action?
20-metre restart.
Well done.
Was that correct?
Yeah.
Shit. I was nervous then. Belinda Sharp, NRL referee. How did I do under pressure there?
I think you're going really well.
Belinda, you're one of the forebearers, and I was sitting next to Margo on Sunday behind you when you're at Suncorp Stadium running the line. Very impressive. How long have you been doing this for?
Oh, too long, actually. I'll probably reveal my age. But, about 16 years now, so it's been a while. Obviously, the NRL, as you said, has been a male-dominated sport for so long, but I think the NRL as an organisation are
continually working on providing opportunities for women, and that was certainly an example of that. You know, there were a couple of us that were ready to go and ready to make the step up to that next level. So that was really exciting for us, and it's been an incredible journey to this point.
There's girls standing around at footy every weekend who love volunteering for things. Do you like the idea of this?
Oh, I'm so excited about this, and I'm so happy to see, Margot, that you're giving it a crack. It's a really enjoyable way to be a part of the game.
Hey, it is International Women's Day as well, and there's Mums on the Field initiative. Any mum who signs up to attend the workshop and a course that's going to be held on April 1st, 2023, they're going to receive their uniform and registration compliments of the NRL and the QRL. Great thing to get involved in. You can go to mysideline.com.au, guys. And girls, of course, we know that because we're talking to Belinda Sharp, the first ever woman to be put on a contract for the NRL to be a referee. And you've refed 100 matches as an NRL official.
100 plus.
Can I just check, Belinda, players get a bit lippy in the heat of the moment. Have they ever, and I'm not going to talk about juniors, these are full pros and they're playing for cattle state. They are truly playing for something. Do they give you a bit of mouthful occasionally?
I think what helps is, you know, there's microphones and cameras aplenty at this level. So I think generally the players are pretty well behaved. At the end of the day, they're sort of concentrating on what they need to do on the field, and we're doing the same. So I think there's certainly a pretty healthy respect out there on the field. And that's the way it should be. Nice.
All right, Belinda, before we let you go, one piece of advice for Margot Parker, who's refereeing this weekend. What's the biggest thing you can tell her?
Well, I think firstly, I want to know, have you tested out your whistle yet?
Well,
yes. Now, this is a bone.
It's a plastic whistle that looks like a basketball.
She didn't get. Bill Harrigan told her yesterday, Belinda, to get herself an Acme Thundra, and one of the girls from work has brought in this little plastic thing.
The basketball, it didn't work very well. So I need to go down and somewhere and get myself a whistle.
Acme Thundra.
Absolutely agree with that. Whistle is important. I know it sounds hilarious, but it actually really is important. But I think
Tongue or plenty? Is it like a first date where you just want to go a little bit of tongue, not too much on the whistle?
Well, this is the thing I'm telling you. You need to practice it before you get out there on the field.
Really? Okay.
And Belinda, can you just give us your full-time sound? I know you don't have a whistle on you, but how do you blow full-time?
Full-time.
I think it's pretty hard to do that without a whistle.
Just give it a go with your mouth. Like.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That'll do.
That was all right, my Belinda. Attempt. Belinda, happy International Women's Day and congratulations on an incredible career so far in the NRL.
And we know you sound proud, Belinda, but maybe reserve that until after Margot has refereed her game. Just reserve all judgment till then, all right? You can make your final call. Thanks, Belinda.
I look forward to hearing all about it.
Thanks, babe.
Good luck.
Good on you, mate. Belinda Sharp there, NRL referee on Triple M. It's Marto, Margot and Dan. Marto, Margot and Dan
on Triple M. Hey, listen, still wearing my Dolphins cap 4 days after their big debut.
Such loyalty.
I'm trying to make it. I love new shiny things. I'm trying to make it dirty. I'm trying to get sweat on it. I'm trying to get dirt on it. Is it dirty?
Yeah.
Because then it looks like, oh, geez, you've been following the Dolphins for a long time, mate.
You look like you've wiped your bottom with it, perhaps. Maybe the Dolphin is a slight shade of brown.
Who has been that desperate to wipe their ass that they use?
You can't make it too vintage. They started this year.
Remember I told you.
You can't look 10 years old.
It's been there since the beginning.
Now, Sunday Arvo. What was that? Always supported the Dolphins. Sunday Arvo was, what, too long from you. Hillary, my daughter, was in between you.
She's beautiful.
Kath is on the other side. Did you see the smile on face on Kath's face?
Kath was smiling from ear to ear. She was the happiest person in the stadium.
She wants to go and watch them this Saturday.
She said we go to the footy.
You said she's never been to an NRL game before.
First NRL game.
I can't believe this.
She said, where's this been all my life? I said, what do you think I've been watching on the lounge for the last 30 years?
She was so supportive for you watching you play rugby union that rugby league wasn't even a thing.
She stopped watching footy after I stopped playing, but she loves the song and she's got deeply involved.
Put your fins up. It's a good song.
It's so catchy, okay?
So catchy.
So I'm wheeling the bin out on Tuesday night and she can hear on the concrete the plastic wheels. She's yelled out from us, get your bins out.
Get your bins out.
All right. And then there are occasions where I don't put the seat down on the toilet, okay? Because it's her and I.
Put the seat down.
She's lost her mind.
That's going to echo around Brisbane now. Can we start that in different suburbs? Put your bins out.
I'd like to talk about the pitch over in India.
Okay, I'm out. Let's go to the traffic.
No. Do you realise the fourth test? And we're down 2 tests to 1
is
in India.
It's still going.
I know rugby league season started. started, and I usually say cricket needs to get out of the bloody way before footy starts. Yeah,
should be finished by now.
It's the last test. It's okay. And I don't think we have spoken about it. It's at a stadium that holds 132,000 people. The only problem
not
is...
Not bad. In India? Per capita, though, they've got a billion people. That's not many. I mean, we got 107,000 people to Ed Sheeran.
I like how you're putting it into perspective. Oh, if you could put people on the field like Ed Sheeran, there'd be about 700,000 people at this test match. Wouldn't be a lot of gaps in the field.
Marto, it's a four-test series. If we win it and it's a draw to a piece, India still retains.
Yeah, because they won the Border Gavaskar Trophy.
How big is the stadium over in Perth?
60,000.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, no, it's 100. 120 or 130, Marto, is a phenomenally big stadium.
Okay.
It's the biggest stadium in the world.
It's enormous.
How big was that one with the Olympics that we just had?
Qatar.
That was a big stadium.
No, that was the World Cup soccer.
That one.
Can I throw something random out here?
Well, this is really random. I haven't even started
telling you what I wanted to tell you.
I think North Korea have a 200,000 person stadium.
Is this the biggest stadium?
That's bullshit. Also, he said one day he played a round of golf and he had 11 holes in one. He just makes stuff up.
And people have to believe it, otherwise they kill them. 130,000, though, is this the biggest stadium ever?
As far as I know, it is. But old Goldilocks over here is sending a $200,000. No, it's not a $200,000 stadium.
There is. I'll Google. I'll come back to it.
Okay. Now, listen, the big thing is I just wanted to talk about the pitch because it's never happened before. Because normally, you know how the cricketers go out the day before and you've seen them. They have a look at the pitch. They go, oh, that's interesting.
Mm.
Well, they've got two pitches ready to go. And I'm not talking about Indians who live here, the 800,000 Indians who live here in Australia. They're good. They saw the light. Dirty, stink. And cheating Indians.
Australia still hasn't been told which of the two pitches will be used for the match, throwing their selection plans into chaos.
Go easy, okay?
Yeah, I don't think
because Mark and I are implicated in this as well.
If we go down, they'll sue me. But I'm just saying, over there, that's what you do. You don't, like, when you turn up at the Gabba, we have one pitch, we say, look, that's where you'll be playing tomorrow. You're sweet with that.
So they can just swap it in and out without saying anything or telling anyone, or do they have to?
Well, here's Steve Smith, who's the captain tomorrow, because Paddy Cummins still looking after his crook mum. So Steve Smith, he's... what?
The groundsman said 60% the black soil, 40% the red soil. And the boys are saying the percentages have gone up on the black soil as all the Indian players were looking at the black soil one when they arrived today.
Pitch roulette? Are you betting on black or red?
Are we still blaming the pitch, though, for our poor form in the cricket?
Well, we won the last test.
Oh, okay.
Accidentally, but...
Can I just stick up for any of our Indian listeners
now? Was that the one where England said, oh, yeah, play on a little bit more? And then you can win? Or that was New Zealand?
That's a different game.
That was a different game. Match.
Jeez, cricket is not your major sport.
Listen.
I saw that the girls are playing too. What's that for? Is that the IPL?
Indian Premier League.
Yeah.
I'll talk about that tomorrow.
Let me sort him out.
What?
Right? You're calling them dirty cheating.
No, the Indians over there. Okay. I'm saying if you came to Australia and you're Indian, you're a Brindian.
What's a black pitch?
It's black soil.
Hang on one second. Let me just tell him.
Yeah, no more questions from you.
Can you turn my microphone off, please?
Steve Smith.
What?
Who's captain?
Yes.
Not long ago.
What?
Was telling a bloke to sandpaper a ball.
Yes.
So who's the dirty cheaters? All over the rugby league, or as we say it here in Queensland.
Rugby league.
This morning. We're talking to the Hammer in 20 minutes' time, a.k.a. the first ever point scorer for the Dolphins. He's on thanks to Budget Direct, proud founding partner of the Dolphins NRL and inventor of dolphin fin heads that you were wearing.
Oh, they're incredible.
Marto, and also you're outraged at what's happening to a rugby league immortal. We'll get to that this hour too.
Hey, listen, did you hear the weather? Are you familiar with the weather there? Showers today, showers tomorrow. Rain Saturday, is that what we got to? 40 mil on Saturday?
40 Saturday and then 20 on Sunday, then rain into next week as
disruptive?
Well.
Disruptive?
Well, we need to have a title and opening.
Oh, not one of these. Lawn
porn. Don't be a fool to yourself, everybody. Get yourself organised. Don't waste. This is an opportunity. This is the last opportunity. 133353 if you want to add anything to
the
lawn porn conversation.
For calls.
Ring us any time. We'll take lawn calls. All right. So I spoke to one of my best mates yesterday. I said, what's on tomorrow? This is last night. He said, got a whole footy field to do. I said, what are you doing? He said, the aerator is arriving at 5:30 or so. He's doing the whole field. It's very important, ladies and gentlemen.
How long is this going to go for, you reckon? We've got to wrap this up by 9.
It's a simple tip that'll change people's lives, because at the moment, the roots, a lot of people are finding their roots of their grass aren't deep enough. And if you want to alleviate compaction of your soil, you need to get out there. Like, don't, if you can't, if you haven't got a push aerator, or he's throwing one on the back of a tractor.
Shoes.
Still play the music. This is still going for a little while.
Music's run out.
It's important. Shoes, exactly.
Spiky
but even
shoes.
A pitchfork, even wander. Hey, turn the mic back on.
What, we might have a technical...
No, it's important that we get this message across to Brisbane. Otherwise, we're going to have no... Is the mic on?
It's
on
now.
You know
now.
What is even more important? Yeah. Not to... mow at specific times of the day. There might be shift workers having a sleep or something.
What?
Just always be very mindful of others.
This is about you having a sleep. No, I'm talking...
It's your husband, isn't it, who mowed
yesterday? I'm talking
yesterday.
About deeper roots.
My
That's
husband
what I'm
mowed yesterday, Marto.
Listen, you need
He's
to...
Like, it's going to rain.
Yeah. Oh, he knows, because you need to mow first, not too much.
What about fertiliser?
I'm really asking questions.
We're not done yet.
What are you doing?
The grass is really dry at the moment. Have you noticed?
Yeah. So you need to mow. If you can get a chance, it might be... Turn the mic off again.
We'll have to get a tech in to fix that mic.
Aerate, fertilise, no.
It's Triple M.
Just get a good grow going.
This is Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan. Brisbane as.
Bit going on this weekend, like the Dolphins v the Raiders at KO Stadium. Dolphins' first game at KO at Redcliffe. It's a sellout. You can't get in. Or can you? Because we've got the keys to a corporate box fully stocked. You can take on the game true VIP style. Just keep it here on Triple M. We can hook you up with that. Also, you're meant to be reffing a junior footy game this weekend, Margo. That weather is looking
ominous. Rain, hail or shine, I'll be there with my whistle
and
tow.
Have you got a pair of footy boots?
Oh. No.
Is that a phone ringing?
Do I need footy
Hello?
Boots?
Hello?
Can't I?
Well, if it's going to be wet, otherwise you'll be arse up.
I just wear sneakers.
I look forward to that.
I like to wear my sports jeans.
I saw Wally on the news last night and you thought, oh, he's finished up at 10 11. Oh, no, Wally's still
Where
going.
Is he? What is he doing?
Well, funny you should say, where's Wally? Because that's the name of the segment.
Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah, how they said, oh,
they're
this
clever.
Other... Wally, yeah, when they stepped down from singing the news and they said, oh, there's many opportunities. Wally will be doing big stories.
He'll still
on...
be here.
Yeah.
Good crossmarate for the Dolphins there if you get him in a red and white striped kit.
Where's Wally? Mm.
He's at Redcliffe again.
Well, he hasn't been there yet, but they're mocking him. If I was Wally, they should have just paid him out and said, there you go, Wally, thanks, mate. It's been fabulous. They're
Don't
taunting.
Tell me they're disrespecting
they're just being,
him.
It's, they are disrespecting the king.
Well, back to footy now. Round two of the NRL kicks off tomorrow. Wally Lewis headed out for his weekly tips.
Well, I'm right here at Forest Lake, which, of course, is the home of the Magpies.
Forest Lake.
You had to go to Forest Lake.
Oh,
it would have been
the
on
king.
The Tuesday.
The greatest
king.
Player ever.
The Kings with 12-year-olds who were, when they were born, he played his last game 19. They don't know who the
they
king
have
is.
No idea.
They don't appreciate the king.
Tell me they didn't make him drive in peak hour traffic 5 p.m. to get to Forest Lake by 6.
And then home.
No.
Disrespectful.
Anyway,
he
that's
a helicopter.
Is that how you're true to legend of your state?
No.
Channel 9? No,
he's
it's not.
He's got a statue, for God's sake.
He's, right. Didn't he leave Channel 9 for health reasons and then they sent him out
himself.
To Forest Lake?
I know, exactly. There's no further way to grind a bloke into... And then they go... Oh, now, have a listen to it, because then halfway through it, yeah, la-la-la, here's all the little kiddies here at Forest Lake. But then they do Wally's tips. Somehow they've meshed those two in together. I don't know what fishing... Like, they've got Wally fishing. He's throwing the line
what?
Out and he's
in
reeling in...
In the lake at Forest.
Reeling in...
Forest
no,
Lake Lake.
Like in a cartoon, an animation... Oh, you listen.
The Broncos host the Cowboys, and I'm backing the Cowboys. The Dolphins play the Raiders at Redcliffe with the Dolphins to make it 2-2. In the Dragons-Titans game, it's the Dragons at home. My other winners this week are...
Is he on the toilet?
Eagles, Roosters, Storm and the Ducks.
Did Wally film that while he was on the loo?
All right. So that's Wally. But I tell you what, they get what they deserve. I know.
I'm taking the Dolphins. Are you catching
toilet? let's let it go.
No, do it.
All right, here.
We want it.
All right, here. Newsreaders
get the chat on.
We can't skip this Marto, because we have a watchdog.
We're keeping an eye on them. And if they are doing this to Wally, I've got to keep an eye on them. And if they're going to mock Wally, I'm going to mock there.
And please send your nominations through.
Yes,
if you see any chat or banter on the news, 7, 9, 10, ABC, SBS, don't discriminate. We want to hear about
okay,
it.
Okay, we've actually got a few submissions already. We'll bring to you tomorrow on the show. Mm. Just monitor them when they get their banter on.
I think they all work together, that Jonathan Upton character. They all work together to get rid of Wally.
That's a different bloke with his pants down.
Yeah, well, here we go. Wally's finished our Forest Lake and they grab the attention back. Did they do a good or bad job?
And if you want me to come to your club next week, get on to me at whereswally@9.com.au. Yeah!
Okay, so send us an email tonight. Once again, that's whereswally@9.com.au. It's a lot of fun.
They are having fun.
And I hear the phone now.
Thanks, Jono.
I hear the phone now. Didn't you ask them to email you?
Yes, exactly.
Triple M Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Dan.
Be here tomorrow morning with myself, Marto and Margo, because we want to get you up to Redcliffe for the Dolphins' first game at KO Stadium. Not just sitting in the regular seats in the stadium, which would still be great. It's a great little boutique stadium. We've got you in a corporate box.
It's
We've been
proper.
Given the keys, proper food and drink. On the show tomorrow, we'll let you know exactly how it's going to unfold, but you and three mates could be headed along.
Hey, Margo, for those who just joined us, we just before the news, we spoke to Paul Kuhneman, who's
what
the father
story.
Of Matthew Kuhneman, who didn't play the first test of cricket over in India, had never played a test before, got picked for the second. Dad couldn't get there, but the third, he said, I'm going to get there. And in an episode of Planes, Trains, Automobiles, it took him forever. his son had taken his first wicket, his second wicket, his third wicket, his fourth wicket. He arrived at the stadium as his son took five wickets in an innings.
And this is when we thought we were stuffed because Pat Cummins was out. Kuhneman comes in, saves
the
day.
And we win the test match and now he's playing again today at 2 p.m.
His dad got to watch him.
So good.
He went all that way. Oh, God. I've seen you go Ipswich on the one day. I reckon you went over to up Caboolture somewhere and back to Cornubia. You've done a few miles, but some people do extraordinary things when they got to watch their kids. How far did you travel to watch your kids? Some people have missed it, got there and went, oh, I'm at the wrong place. 133353, Steve from 8 Mile Plains, listen to this one, flew all the way to Wales to watch our son play rugby. When we got there, they cancelled the game because the field was frozen.
Oh, no.
Oh, bloody hell.
You know that I went to...
sorry, Steve.
Where did I go? Was it Gladstone, Marto, to watch Wiley play rugby?
Townsville or Gladstone?
No, he played rugby league in Townsville and then he played rugby, which Corey went to.
Do you want to go outside and ring it? I went to
rugby union to watch him play. In Gladstone it was.
Yeah.
And remember I set the fire alarm off in the hotel from my hairdryer? Oh,
this is how much travel you do. You've forgotten exactly where in North Queensland you go.
Remember.
Talk to Ian in Bellmere. I think he's doing some travelling for kids' sport as well. Hello, Ian.
Yeah.
How far did you go?
South Africa.
All right. What for?
My daughter's netball.
Oh, netball.
South Africa. Yeah. That's indoor. Pretty cool.
Who was she? Indoor netball.
Who did she play for?
Australia indoor side,
Jeez.
Open ladies.
I didn't know we had an indoor netball team. So she makes the team and you go, I'm coming, Darls.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't they all play indoor? Don't the Firebirds play indoor, Ian?
Oh, yeah.
They play off the nets. This is off the net indoor.
Oh, okay. Like indoor cricket.
Different game.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
So how did it go, Ian?
They got runners up in the sixes at least and the sevens.
He wants to know about the trip.
We want disasters. Did anything disastrous happen?
Oh, no, just going to South Africa was a bit of an eye-opener.
Well, you did say how far did you travel to go and watch a kid play sport. You didn't say what was the disaster.
In brackets, I should have
That's not your fault, Ian. You've done well.
I've just remembered. Sorry. Thank you, Ian. Yeah. Great story. Rockhampton. It was Rockhampton. Remember your old stomping ground?
That's not my old stomping ground. I married a Rockhampton girl, if you call that stomping.
Yeah, I know.
I got married there.
You got married there and you married a rocky girl and you played footy up there, didn't you?
Yeah. Whatever.
Something.
Did you steal the testicles off the bull on the main street on your Bucks party?
You know, they're welded on now, so you can't...
They've got a cage around them. Nobody can take them.
Now, listen.
That's what happens when you get married as well.
What about Steve from 8 Mile Plains? Steve from 8 Mile Plains on the burner phone.
How far did he go?
He flew all the way to Wales.
No, I've already done that.
Oh, you said that. Sorry.
He's glued on today.
Kath from Bribie Island. Hello, Kath.
Hi, how are you?
Good, babe. How far did you go? What sport? Who was it?
Well, I were at the same time as you, Margot. I went to watch Jack play in England.
Is that Jack Reed's mum, Kath?
It is.
Hello, Kath. How are you?
Is that Kath?
Very well. How are you?
Is your old man a bricklayer from Bribie Island? Yeah, I've met him at somewhere, some pub one day. Anyway,
where's Jack living now, Kath?
He's on the sunny coast.
Yeah, he was doing radio on the sunny coast for a while, wasn't he?
Oh, was he?
Yeah, he was. He's up at Budrum.
Budrum, yeah, he's doing recruitment and all sorts of stuff. Good on him. Kath, so where did you get to go? Did you go over to England for the World Cup that same year?
Yep. England, yeah, same year as you, and then to France, obviously, on to France up to England.
Okay. Well, all we're saying is I should have said, has there been a disaster?
Was there any disasters along the way? Was there a disaster?
The wing fall off the plane, Kath?
No, all good.
Okay, so what we're
and
just
we won
talking
the World
about
Cup
is,
too, didn't we, Kath? Did Australia beat New Zealand in the final at...
No, but Jack was playing for England.
Yeah, Jack was playing for England, Margot.
Yeah, I mean. I was saying we won, as in Australia.
We won,
We won, sorry.
Okay. You've done that, Marta. You've just asked for how far did you go.
Yeah, that could have been a lot better, that phone.
Just all of us bragging, really. Yeah. About
look how far I went.
I got married in Rockhampton.
Is he on bus there? I went into outer space. Yeah, good on you, mate.
Stole the nuts off a ball in Rocky.
Righto.
Triple M. Hey, here's your one repeat workday song for the day. Little preview of Awesome 80s Friday tomorrow. So we've already played it. You'll hear it a second time. The only song you'll hear twice. Call us, food and drink for the whole workplace. Thanks to Finn McCool.
That's Thursday. What do we got on the show tomorrow? We haven't spoken to any Broncos this week.
We can do you Adam Reynolds if you want, the skipper.
People have noticed that we've been very heavy on the Dolphins bandwagon.
So we've got Reno on. I want to talk to him about mowing. We actually got everyone get home today and do your...
You had your lawn chat for the week this morning.
Well, I bet you Reno and I, we share mowing shops.
Not what I've seen on social media. You might need to talk to his wife.
What are you saying?
No. She cuts his grass.
Well, I saw something on social media.
Renault's
we might need to address it with him.
Why it is, because he never does his drawstring up in his pants. If that gets caught in the mower, we'll lose the skipper underneath.
Stop it.
The zero
turn.
Hey,
listen, let's get serious here. There's troubles in supercars. It starts this weekend. We haven't spoken to anyone from supercars yet.
What's on?
The Newcastle round one.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's parity problems. They're saying the Chevys are pooing all over the Mustangs. So I need to get to the... Supercars.
Geez, the Camaros look good.
I could get you a bloke called Mark Scaife. I believe he's won the supercars six times. Do you want him on the show? All right, we'll get him on the show.
We'll chat to him.
If I said to you, why haven't we been speaking any extreme sports? The youngsters love extreme sports. What do you got
for
us?
What have you got for us?
How about Ryan Willie Williams?
Willie Williams.
The scooting genius. Travis Pastrana said that he is an absolute freak, this kid, a prodigy of scooter tricks.
I watched him at the Nitro Circus World Games at Suncorp last year. He was incredible.
What else do you want?
There's nothing he can't do.
I want to go to the Dolphins, and you said to me, sold out.
Well, how about I get you the keys to a corporate box and I'll put food and drink on as well?
Yes, please.
All right.
What, for me or for listeners?
Well, not for you, obviously.
Oh, we're not allowed to go.
You said, what about if I put this on?
What if they want to take us to the
About if they say Margo and Marto can come?
Okay, you got to quit your job and then call in tomorrow. And it's worth it, I reckon. The weekend's Dolphin game, it's exclusive to Fox League on KO. And like we said, it's a corporate box.
That's all on tomorrow's show.
Yeah, and we'll be running lawn porn again because I don't think we should.
Turn his microphone down.
Bye.
Okay.